Blog Talk Radio.
Brought to you by P4P Muscle Productions and Entertainment, the number one drug-free athlete sponsorship foundation in the world. Following under the teachings, don't trust me, trust my hustle. The ringleader of this show and conductor of this machine is Kalen Lend Me Your Ear Patterson. Sit back, relax, and turn up your volume to P4P Real Talk.
Hey everybody, this is Kalen Patterson again, and this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation and opportunity in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now, let's talk. Lend me your ear for this one, because I swear sometimes when I'm looking at the social media, I think it's stuck on repeat, and it's just all from time to time, you know, something gets put out and then it gets put out again by one of the waves or something getting messed up. But this lady, she's not stuck on repeat. She's just stuck on going. And so when you see that she won a show, it's not last week. It's probably the one that just happened over the weekend. And she's just been stepping up and stepping out and stepping on, stayed doing her thing and just doing her thing three or four times over. I'm talking about this pro that's just winning upon winning. Heather, welcome to the show. Please introduce yourself to the people that are unfamiliar with you, which would be hard to be unless they're under a rock or something. But just let everybody know who you are and what you're about, and then we'll start the conversation.
Well, thank you, Kalen. I'm Heather Formichella, and I've been in the scene now for maybe about 3 years, and just hitting all the organizations, loving every minute of it, hitting all the shows, and just enjoying every minute of it, meeting tons of people. I love getting to the shows. I love meeting everybody. I love working out and helping everybody at the shows.
Well, it's working real good for you, and I would... I mean, you have to be one of the upper elite when it comes to just the body dynamic and how you've just gotten in tune with your body and just how you just keep keeping it at that level and sustaining it. I mean, that's really impressive in itself, but to be winning
Thank
on
you.
Top of that, it's really something special. And, you know, if you don't have to give all your secrets, but just give some of the things that, you know, where people can just step out there. Because, you know, we got people that are listening that are basically dealing with just regular everyday
uh-huh.
life, not actual stage
yeah.
time. But, you know, just how do you find that balance between everything? Because, I mean, you're talking about a lot of competition.
I have to say, I try not to overthink anything. I love my diet. There's really no major secrets behind it. I mean, I get in plenty of protein every day. Obviously, you got to feed those muscles. You know, I eat probably about, 12, 24. I don't even count my calories anymore. I have like two, three, four pieces of chicken a day, a couple of shakes a day. Got to, I love my cake batter from P4P, by the way.
Oh, yes.
I have at least a couple of those shakes every day. And if not, sometimes I stick it in the freezer and make myself a little ice cream out of it. But
Why
no, in all honesty, it's just delicious.
Yes, it is. Cheyenne, you ain't got nothing.
No, there really is absolutely no secret. I wish I could say there was a secret. It's just I get up every morning like everybody else. I prepare my day. I make my food. You know, I put them in my little Tupperware sometimes. And, you know, I don't do it every day. Sometimes I go as I need. But, you know, I get up just like everybody else, make my food, have my shake, go to the gym, work out, come back, have another meal. You know, there's no real major secret. It's just the balancing and what feels good. I listen to my body and just go with the flow.
Well, obviously it's working for you. But, you know, I know when you started out, you know, people were probably trying to rein you in with the competitions. You know, how did
yeah.
you realize you could step and go further and not, you know, wreck your metabolism, not be one of these sob stories that you see? You know, so many people where they're not in tune with their bodies and not in tune with their metabolism and just basically going off of somebody else's information and trying to make it their own, and then their bodies are failing them. How do you, I don't want to say how do you, when did you realize I can do just a little bit more and I, you know, go a little bit further?
I'm still learning as I go along. Every day is a learning experience. But I'd have to say probably, I started back the end of 2012. That was a little rough. I just had foot surgery, so I nearly fell off the stage a couple of times. But it was a good experience. But, you know, it was actually quite funny. And, you know, at that point, I was experimenting with different things. And then I came across Chrissy Zinjewski's book, and I read it, and it really just resonated with me about talking about the foods and how it made you feel and if it bloated you or anything. And from that day forward, I just started to really keep a journal of, you know, when I ate something, how it made me feel. And from there, I just said, okay, these are the foods that work for me. I'm not going to overthink it. I feel good on these foods. Why am I going to, you know, eat something or put something into my body that doesn't work or makes me feel crappy? I need something, you know, especially in the sport, you need to have some endurance, some energy. You don't want to go into the gym feeling sluggish. You don't want to go into the gym feeling bloated or anything. You know, I mean, that's just opening up a door for injury. So probably the 6 months into 2013 was when I really started to rein that in. And really when I started to rein all of that in, my nutrition and everything. I started to try counting the macros and doing this and doing that. It drove me nuts. There's nothing against it. If it works for somebody, everybody's different. Doing the macros and doing all that other stuff, I found it to be too tedious. I started to concentrate way too much on numbers and this and that, and it just drove me crazy, and it was taking away my happiness. And when I really got down to the nitty gritty, and I said, look, these are the foods that work for me, I look in the mirror, and I look good. If I step on the scale, I don't even step on the scale. I try not to step on the scale too much because I don't want to get obsessed with numbers. Mm-hmm. I just do what works. As long as it looks good, I'm doing okay.
So basically, the counting the food was almost like a scale to you, really, when you think about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was just getting in the way. Because I know some people are so driven by the scale, they forget that there's fun in this, you know?
Yeah. And that's the whole point, you know. I really, really enjoy the whole aspect of it. And when I sat down and I was trying to count my calories and trying to, you know, or do the macros, and I'm like, oh, I think I it's not that I don't take them into consideration, like, especially if I see somebody who posts something online and they're like, well, this is the amount of protein and this is, you know, this and that. I take that into account. I'm like, okay, hey, that sounds kind of good. You know, maybe I'll try that. But I don't make the science, you know, I don't sit down and do that for myself. I just eat the meals that work for me. I do the chicken. I have my asparagus. Sometimes I mix in a little cucumber. I have a little bit of a condiment. Of course, I have to admit, I am a little bit of a condiment addict. I love my condiments. Sometimes I think that the condiments, you know, the food is just a vehicle for the condiments. So I have to kind of get away from that.
Right. So, I mean, you don't want to say too much because you might have people running out there and hearing this show. Thinking that's going to be the trick.
No, it's really not. It's actually it's my weakness, and it's a downfall. You got to really look at the back of those labels, and you know, it's like I try to pick stuff that don't have a lot of sugar in it or anything like that. So it's like right now I'm on a Kansas City barbecue kick right now. So I just try to do like a couple tablespoons. I mix it all up. Oh, it's so good.
Now you know you're talking to a brother. You know you're talking to
it's
brother.
Good stuff.
Now, come on. Don't be talking about no barbecue just yet. Cake, batter, ass, barbecue. Come on now. What
you trying to do? It doesn't get better than that, Kayla. It doesn't get better than that. I'm telling you.
I'm getting hungry.
Give me
just
some
doing
cake batter.
Stop it. Now that we got the new stuff coming out. Ooh, my goodness.
Oh, man. I can't wait.
That's going to be something right there. Ooh. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway. Before I start drooling on my phone,
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, now, I can't even count the number of shows you've done. Just inform people just this year, and then we can go back to the shows you've done just this year.
Oh my gosh. I have to
right?
go back. It's so funny. It's like I just go to the shows and I forget sometimes which ones I've done. I've done a couple of NPC shows this year. I've done, oh my God, where have I gone?
No, where haven't you gone? It starts there, and then
honestly,
I'm sure it'll probably be two or three of that, and maybe the rest will be taken up.
I'm all up and down the East Coast. All up and down the East Coast. There really hasn't been too many places I haven't been. I'll be in Maryland this weekend.
Oh my goodness! And it's you're still in top form, which is just you have to be a hybrid just to be doing what you do. I mean, like I'm not saying that there's a lot that you do where you're just so in tune with yourself. I think you found that perfect balance, and that I mean we all strive for it, and then you know in life and work and everything, but you found it where it works for you and it's working at a level that it is one sustainable, but also one that actually just makes you happy, because I mean you're just so energetic, it's passing right through the phone. I'm feeling like I need to run out and run a block or something.
Well, that's it. That's it. You know, I mean, like I said, I try not to overthink it. I want to be happy about it. The second it's not happy, you know, it doesn't make you happy. Then what are you doing? It's rare that you find something that you're actually passionate about. And then when you actually are able to say, hey, you know what? I can listen to my body. I don't have to fight it. Stop fighting it. You have that inner voice, you know, it's just listen to it.
Well, you've got an ear for it. I mean, everybody wants me to lend my ear. I'm lending my ear to you because you. Wow, I mean, you're throwing down on this stuff. Where it's just, I mean, like there's this. You hear about people doing their best every day, and you're proving it. I mean, it's hard for anyone to say that you're not on your game, and this is not your first year doing a multiple shows.
No,
this is a. You're making it quite a habit, and it's a habit that you can actually live with.
Exactly. And then you want to know, I mean, people are, they'll say, well, you know, what do? I want to be just like that. I want to be able to do it like you. I said, you have to be able to, you know, take the time. It's not going to happen overnight. It's just not, you know, you have to be able to experiment with the food. Maybe beef works really good for you. I found that having beef a couple times a week really helps fill me out. You know what I mean? It helps fill me out. I don't get stringy. It even gives me some energy, you know, and believe it or not, I'll even give you one little secret.
Okay.
Before the last couple of shows, I realized that having a hamburger with a bun prior to stepping on stage made me look my best. Cause I like every time it's like after a show, you know, everybody goes and they're like, oh, I'm going to go out. I'm going to have X, Y, and Z. I'm going to have a pizza. And I'm not usually starving or anything after a show. Usually I just want a really, really cold, sugary beverage.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'll have something to eat, like a hamburger or something. And then it's like the day after the show, I'm like, oh, my God, I look so much better. Why didn't I look like that yesterday? So I took that knowledge, and I said, you know what? I'm going to try that this year. Because last year I wasn't overly happy with my conditioning. So I said, I took everything that I learned from last year. I'm not saying I didn't do well last year. I did well. You know, I just wasn't overly happy. I know I could have been better. So I took all of that into consideration from last year, and I applied it this year. And this year I find that my overall conditioning is just so much better. You know, and again, that comes down to experience. It comes down to experimenting. It comes down to listening to your body. It comes down to just really being in tune to listening to that inner voice that we all have. It's just, you know, it's like, it's in there. It's just like, oh no, I shouldn't have eaten that. It made me look icky. Don't eat it.
if it didn't work,
I'm telling you, if it didn't work the first time, don't try to make, you know, don't try to fit a round peg into a square hole or whatever that is.
Either
it's
way,
not going to work.
You get it. Yes. And it's, spoken like a true champion. I mean, most of the people that are successful don't go back to the bad habits. They find a way. But I think a lot of the times they've overcome the fear, and it sounds like you've overcome food. I mean, because that's one of the biggest downfalls of you know, the natural community is that we can't wait for that day after.
Yeah.
And I think
I'm so not like that. Yeah, I'm not like that. I mean, I'm not saying there aren't time from time to time that I don't think about, oh my God, I wish I could have like some cheesecake. Although I have to say, lately my craving has been buttermilk pancakes and waffles.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe some fried chicken, and that was it.
You're just
that was it.
Me today. You just,
I know. I'm
JB,
sorry.
JB, are you listening? JB, are you listening? Do you see what this woman's doing to me? JB. We should have got the other Heather.
I can't help it. No.
Oh, my goodness. You're killing me. But I really respect what you're saying because there's so much truth in it where, you know, you're actually enjoying the whole spectrum.
Every little bit of it. I love every aspect of it, whether it be the diet, whether it be the competing or expediting. I have to say, I just started expediting shows. I am in love with expediting. And I'm totally in love with that. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, the whole day, all I care about is making everybody's day. I want everybody's day to be as perfect as it can be. Like, I just want everybody to feel the way I feel about it when I'm at a show. I want their day to be perfect. I want their day to be exciting. I don't want, especially for like the newbies who are like, oh my God, it's their first time. And I'm like, okay, don't worry about it. So just get up on that stage, you know, get up there, own it. It's your stage. Forget about everybody else. I said, just get up there and strut and do your thing and have fun. I said, nobody's going to know that you walked left when you should have walked right. Nobody cares.
Right?
Just go out there and have fun.
But
I can't take it too seriously. I mean, I take it seriously. If you kind of mm-hmm. understand what I mean, it's like, I take it seriously. You have to kind of be a little bit lighthearted about it as well. There's a balance. Mm-hmm.
It takes away from everything you've done. And we're hypercritical, I get it. But it's not to the point where it should be a destructive hypercritical. It should be, all right, if I need to fine-tune a blade, if you over-sharpen it, then you should realize, you know, maybe I'm making it dull by trying to over-sharpen it.
Yeah. Either that or you're just going to wear it away to absolutely nothing.
Exactly. And then, like you said, it's not fun anymore. If it's a passion, you should always be driven to it where it's just a strength, not a weakness.
No, and I think I just want to have fun with it. I want everybody to have fun. I care about everybody that I meet. I have so much fun when I meet everybody. I can't, like, the other day I was at the show and I had somebody come up to me. They were sitting behind my husband and, like, all of a sudden my husband starts yelling, "Age!" And the girl turns around. She's like, "Oh my God, you know her?" I'm like, he's like, "Yeah." He goes, "That's my wife." She goes, "Oh my God, she's my idol." I'm like, "Oh my God." It's like, I don't think about it that way. Like, I so don't even think about it that way. And then he text messaged me. He's like, "You have to come out and take a picture with this girl." I said, "Okay, I'll be right out." And we've been communicating through Facebook and everything. But, you know, it's like I meet so many people, and I'm happy to answer any of their questions, anything. I'm there. It doesn't matter, you know. You have a question, Facebook me.
There you go. I'm enjoying that because that piece of information makes me smile because I think we should be more known. It's with the work and, you know, the foundation that's put down to strengthen just everything about health and fitness, we encompass it. And I want to
make the sport stronger. That's it. I just want to make the sport stronger. And I don't want it to, it's not even just about supporting women. I mean, obviously it's like, I want more women to do women's physique. I want more women to do figure. I want more women in the sport, but it's not even just that. I'm out there helping the guys too.
Yeah.
So, and my advice is free.
Well,
I just want to help. That's
you,
it.
You're doing a great job of it too. I mean, it's just, wow. When. I mean, the Raiders would love you because you just win, baby, win. I mean, you're just going nuts.
Win, lose, or draw. I just go out there and smile. I go out there, and it's so funny. It's like you get a little nervous before you get out on the stage. It's like I can't even say like I don't get nervous. Of course I get nervous, but it's a whole different ball game when I'm out on that stage. I'll be your best friend backstage. I'll be your best friend before we get out on stage. I might have little butterflies before I get out there, but once I'm on stage, it's no hold bars. You could be my best friend, but I'm in it to win it too.
Competition. I don't knock that.
But it's friendly.
I grew up with brothers and sisters, cousins, and we were the first competitors with each other. But it wasn't, you know, destructive competition. It was basically
not at all.
It's nothing. No. You know, I'm gonna break your leg. You know, I need you to. I mean, you remember when they used to say break a leg? I said to some people that actually wish you would. But, you know, I never thought that was competing. I always thought that was just, you know, a wimp's way out of, you know, I don't know how to win, so basically I'll keep you from winning.
Yeah. And I don't even care. You know, it's like you get out there, you have some fun, you pose. And, yeah, I had a girl that I'm fairly friendly with. She goes, I'm going to just step in front of you. I was like, go ahead, it's all in fun.
Yeah.
I said, because trust me, if there's not enough room, I'm surely going to step in front of you.
Right?
But no, out of fun.
It's so much fun out there when you really go in there with the right mindset. For any first-time competitor, you'll see the people that know how to enjoy that stage time. Get around them.
Absolutely.
Hug them if you have to. Just don't.
I was just going to say that. When we were in New York, I was backstage. I'm hugging all the girls. We're hugging each other. We're praying before we go out. And we're like, we just go out there and let's have some fun. They're going out there doing their routines. I'm yelling for them. But whatever. You know, we have fun.
Yes.
And I didn't come in first. I don't come in first all the time.
You know, the person that thinks they should usually doesn't have the right mindset to be first place. And it's so ironic because they think all the time, I'm first place. I mean, there's been times I've stepped off stage and just been furious. And then I look and I say, no, you're not going to do this. You're not going to be that guy. Love
don't be
everybody
that guy.
Because you love If the work is what does it,
that's it.
Isn't that what you love, you know?
Hey, I'm not perfect. I'm beatable. There's plenty of people out there. Trust me. I just do it with a smile.
Since you said that you're beatable, I heard rumor that you competed at two different shows.
Yes, well, I came in second in women's bodybuilding at Joe Franco's show. That was the IFPA, and that was in Burlington, New Jersey. That was in the morning, and then I drove an hour across New Jersey to go to Kent Beerley's show for the ANBF, and that's where I placed first in women's physique. So, yeah, it was a fun day, and then I drove home 2 hours.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, whatever. It's fun. I like to travel.
Yeah, whatever. If the people don't know how to pose, that's one thing. But if you're stuck in a class where you're posing, that's not an easy feat.
No. Let me tell you, the first year, my posing, it was horrible. I don't know if you know Janet Marsico. Janet Marsico is not only just a really good friend of mine, but she's also one of my posing coaches. And I just remember her, there's a picture of me online, and my hands are like, this is when I was doing the figures, my first year. And since then, we've now called it pancake hands.
It's like, you know, my it's like, I was like, all I can remember her saying is like, never have your palms facing the audience. You want them to kind of face towards the curtain. So that's like what I was thinking. So I had my hands facing the curtain, but they were like totally straight. They were like pancakes. It was so bad. Or it looked like I was hugging a barrel. But, you know, you just keep practicing and you just keep practicing. And trust me, I'm not the biggest fan of constantly practicing. I love to pose, but I'm not a big fan of practicing all the time, but you have to. So that's probably the one aspect that I don't absolutely love to do is practicing, but I've practiced my you-know-what off so that I can make it, you know, so at least when I'm on stage, it looks like I actually can do it. And it's been 3 years. I keep practicing. I wake up every morning, practically have an argument with my husband nearly every morning because it's like, I just woke up and it's like, go through your poses. I'm like, I just woke up. And he's like, I have to see what you look like. So every morning I get up, I pose. And then I pose again when I'm at the gym, I'm working out, you know, like every other bodybuilder, figure girl, bikini girl. We're always looking in the mirror going, oh, you know, hey, let me see that side torso. How does that look? Am I pulling out my lats? You know, how does my bicep look? The only thing I don't do a lot of is I don't take a lot of selfies because I stink at it. I've been practicing, though. I need the selfie stick. Oh, my God. That's it. I'm going to get myself a selfie stick.
There you go. And then it looks better.
Yeah. Well, my best friend, Louisa, right now, she's teaching me how to take good selfies.
Okay. But now, I gotta get back to this back-to-back shows in a day. I mean...
Yeah, get back to it.
The posing itself for a show is rough. And then you go in and do it again, and you actually come in better and win.
Well, I mean, I'm sure most people who are competitive can probably attest to this. When you pose... I guess it's kind of like isometrics, you know. It's like you're tightening your muscles and you're in constant tension. So not only you're kind of probably sweating out a little bit, so the surface water is getting taken away a little bit, and then your muscles are getting fuller. So yeah, I mean, posing actually helps make me look better.
Yeah,
I look flat in the morning. I look flat in the morning, and then I practice, and then I'm full. Yeah, well, I had a little rest. I had a little something to eat, not a lot. You know, my Godiva chocolates. I have Godiva chocolates at every show.
Oh, you're starting to sound like Tarina.
No, I have so many. There's so many little superstitions that I do. They're like rituals, and Godiva chocolates. They're just one of them. I went out on stage. You know, in Burlington for Joe Franco's show, got out there, posed my heart out up there, and, you know, did all our quarter turns, did my routine, went back, loaded up the car, and that was, you know, maybe an hour, and then maybe another hour after that, I went back out on stage, I did one more class, and I posed for that, and then I did the routine, so it was, you know, I'm not saying it's easy, but I guess when you really love it's different.
Yes. That's my point. It's not easy. It's not. It's brutal. I mean, I call it a labor of love with the posing because if you really want to win, you're going to give your all.
Kaylin, you've never been on stage with me. I'm a talker when I'm on stage, so I become the best ventriloquist. I'm up there, we face the curtains. I'm like, oh my God, are they done yet? The girls are like, oh my God, they're killing us. I warn everybody before we go out there. I'm like, look, I said, I'm just going to tell you guys right now, I'm a talker. As soon as we face the curtains, I'm going to probably say something, so just be prepared.
But you're having fun, so I don't mind that. You know, it's not that.
Nah.
The trash talking that would demean the stage to take away from the you know, the competitive moments. So,
I'm not about the trash talk. I'm all about the support. No trash talk. I'm all about the support.
Okay, because I honestly, I talk a lot myself, but it's more like Man, your leg could look a lot better if you just held it like this.
You'd look a lot better if you didn't come on stage. No, I'm kidding.
No, there was a guy, and it was so funny because he actually beat me. He's actually one of the P4P guys. But I was telling him, man, like your glutes. And he thought I was trying to pick at him to make him look worse, but I wasn't. And
it was like, so I'm just trying to be helpful.
He was turning around like, is this dude serious? But, you know, that's just the natural community. I've always enjoyed that aspect of it. I love it. I love being out there. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, not everybody wants to, you know, not everybody's going to take the advice or sage advice or whatever as a positive. Sometimes they'll take it as an attack or, you know, what do you mean? I'm like, what do you mean my legs could have been better? I'm not posing them right. What do you mean? I'm like, I try not to get into that. I just try to be as supportive as I can. Because it's like, sometimes it's just they take it completely the wrong way and it's not the way you intended it to be heard.
Yeah, right.
So, it happens.
Like, we've all had a different walk. You know, everybody's got a different step that, you know, we had to dance to coming into it. And we bring that
absolutely.
And thank God, you know, as they get around us, and we've been around, you know, the people before us, you know, like the Phil Ricardos, and for me would be, you know, just the ones that are just so humble and given that you realize this is a different world.
Absolutely.
You know, and being around Cleveland and having him just share his heart, it was like,
wow, I know.
This guy's like time champ, and he's just giving himself and, you know, his wife doing the same thing. I was like, you know, this is a whole different world than I'm used to. You know, it's not the kill or be killed. It's like the kill you with kindness. I'm basically wanting you to love everybody just like I do.
And not everybody, like, they'll say, oh, that's you're fake. I'm like, I'm so not fake. If you want to know my story, I'm more than happy to tell you my story. Do you just have to ask? You know what I mean? I'm like, I haven't had it easy. Not everything comes easy to me. I've been down hard roads and I've been in accidents. I'm in pain every day, but I still get up every day. I still hit the gym, and the gym is what makes me feel better. It takes that pain. I have fibromyalgia. I got Lyme disease. I was in a car accident. And let me tell you, I never felt better than I have since I got back into the gym, like, just over 3 years ago. I mean, I still have pain every day, but not like I did before. I used to complain about my back every single day, every day. And now I go to the gym, I rarely complain about my back. So I'm like, it's like the best painkiller in the world.
Right?
So I guess that's one of the reasons that makes me happy.
You know, and it is. I mean, it's like the fortress of solitude, where you can just
that's my world.
And, yes, exactly. And you know, it's like I liken the gym to basically the competition. That's where you compete, because when you get on stage, that's basically the Pro Bowl.
Oh yeah,
you get to show everybody all the fun. But you know, it's like the work is at the gym. And the diet.
Oh,
yeah. You know,
oh my God, do you want to hear a funny story?
Yes,
I'll tell
you
a funny story. I was at the gym, oh my God, it had to be about a month ago. I'm there, I think I was working arms, so I think I was doing triceps at the time. This little kid, he had to be maybe 17 years old. It kind of reminded me of the Ralphie from The Christmas Story. He had like the blonde hair and the glasses and everything. He was just adorable. And he comes over, and I think he must have mustered up as much swag as he could. And he's like, he looks at me, he's like, hey, you mind if I work in with you? I was like, oh my God, I had to say yes, because he was just so darn cute. So he starts doing the same exercise that I was doing. So I was like, you know, and so I said, I'm going to take the opportunity here to show him how to do it the right way. So I was like, I told him the right way to do it and everything. And he's like, the burn. He's like, you know, you're working out good when you can feel that burn. And I think he was doing all of 7 pounds or something. It was hysterical. But I was like, I just had this, he was so adorable. And then it was like everywhere I went in the gym, he kept following me. I was like,
I said to myself, I'm like, I don't know if I should just be flattered.
Right.
It was so cute. But I love helping.
That,
you know, it was just, it made me feel good to help him. Yeah. It made
that
me feel good to
funny.
Help him. Hey, you mind if I work in with you? All
right?
The swag he could in the world. In his most adult voice. He was like, can I work in with you?
Yeah. It's so cute. Did you pet him?
Did you? I did. I gave him a little noogie.
There you go. Now get on, you little camp.
Yeah, exactly. No, but that's the whole point. It's like I'm not one of those stuck up people in the gym. Like you want to if you want to work in with me, work in with me. You got a question? I'm happy to answer it. You need a spot? I'll spot you. I'm at the show. You need me to help tan you? Your suit's falling apart? Whatever. I'm there.
You know, like I said, after having to do bikini bite for the female competitors, I said, then I knew I could make it. I knew
yeah.
I could make it because I didn't fall apart and I didn't have my heart about burst because I'm touching a strange woman. So I said, if I can make it through that, then I can make it in this industry.
It's the best job in the world. What are you talking about?
Oh, oh, that's an awkward spot to be in, I'll tell you.
All right. Back to the competition.
But it sure beats having them have that stuff happen on stage, and it's like, ooh,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
I should have been more helpful, yeah. So it's,
yeah.
It's, oh, yeah. You,
gotta look out for each other.
Yes.
You know, gotta look out for each other.
Backstage is like the funnest. I used to want to be out in the audience and see everything and not miss a minute. But I said, I realize I'm missing half the world that I love backstage.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
That's where we are. I mean, like, we get on stage,
it's
competition. But everybody's used
yeah.
to competition. But when you can
yeah.
see the person that didn't have the coach show up or the person that didn't have the support group show up, and then
yeah.
there's 7 or 8 competitors running, you know, and on those the bad cam floors and everything. And
oh my God! Slipping and sliding.
Yes.
Slipping and sliding.
What matters is that you get help. That's all
that's
that
it.
Matters is that you get the help. And I'm like, wow, that's so unique. That's so different
yeah.
than what I was used to.
Yeah, well, let me see. When I first competed, and I'm saying this was years ago, I was in my early 20s. We won't say how old I am right now, because the lady doesn't divulge her age. All right, I'm 40. So anyhow, when I was in my early 20s, I did bodybuilding, I did all that other stuff, and I just remember it was like, it was so old school, you know, it was like, you know, and we did like the real pose down, where I was actually on TV up against this woman who was like probably 4 times my size. They put me in her class because, oh, there wasn't any other heavyweight. So it's like, hey, let's put Heather next to her. This is going to be televised. Why not?
Yeah, yeah.
So here I am, like this little muscly girl and next to this gigantic muscly girl. And we had like the real pose down. I was like, I'm going to have some fun with this. You know, it's like the real pose down. The music comes on and you're like all pumped up. You're like, she's doing a double bicep. So I stepped in front of her and I did my double bicep and she stepped in front of me. And it was all in good fun.
Mm-hmm.
And at least the announcers were like, hey, Heather's holding her own.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
They already know.
You know. But it was fun. And then I kind of dropped out of the scene for a while, and now I'm back.
Yeah, with a vengeance.
With
mean,
a vengeance.
You might as well be Bruce Willis. Die hard.
Oh, you can't stop me. It's like the Energizer Bunny. If Well, you know what? Like I said, you just got to follow your heart, listen to your body, and do what works for you. What works for me doesn't work for you. May not work for this person, may not work for that person. So I won't sit there. I mean, I'll tell you what my diet is, but I'm not telling you to go out and do my diet. I want you to experiment and figure out what works for you. Maybe fish works better for you. Maybe you're allergic to chicken. Maybe eggs work good for you. You know, I don't do well on eggs. So, You know, you got to experiment. You got to listen to your body. And as long as you start listening to it and you don't feel like crap every day, you'll feel, you know, you should at least feel happy, you know, get those endorphins going. And
you know, refeed your body properly. Don't eat like a cow after each show and then get a, you know, a food baby. No food babies.
Yeah.
You know, and then,
but see,
you got to do it in moderation. I don't deny myself. I don't let my diet dictate my life. I don't let my diet ruin my happiness. You know, if I want to say, as long as when I look in the mirror and I say, okay, everything is where it needs to be. I don't have a little extra sag here or there. And I'm preparing for a show. I'm like, okay, if I want to have an oatmeal raisin cookie, I'm going to eat an oatmeal raisin cookie. And that's it. I don't let the diet and everything dictate my life. Because the second you do, it starts driving you insane. And then you start seeing all the posts on Facebook about, oh, this diet stinks. I can't take it. I want to eat. Well, then you're not doing it right.
Yeah. That's right.
You know, don't drive yourself crazy, but, you know, take it easy on yourself. Don't drive yourself crazy.
But like you said, if it's not fun, then I can't imagine being in a job for 20 years and hating every day. You know, it's like, well, when I first get in there, everything's great. And then when the smoke and the smog fills the room and the soot, then I can't stand being there. It's like, then it's time to go. You know, it's like you're taken away from everything that everybody wants to have.
Yeah. And how many people get to wake up every day saying they're doing what they love to do? Not too many people.
And
some
people
think like, oh, I just have to get up and I have to do it. No.
Yes. And how many people actually wanted to start and never made it to the state? I always think about that. You know, it's so many people that started.
Absolutely. And then there's the people that are on the stage. And sometimes they're not happy with their placings, and I'll say to them, look, it's just a show. You know, I'm like, it's just a trophy. There's another show. There's another day. Just take today and move forward with it. You know, it's not going to dictate your life. It doesn't define you. You know, you define you. Don't let that define you. You know, if you want to place higher, then you can. Just, you know, don't drive yourself crazy with it. Just go with the flow and see where it takes you. There's another day. There's always another day. There's always another stage. Yeah.
There's always another show. And, you know, I'll take the beating and go back to the drawing board and start drawing a new picture. But I can't.
And how many people are, you know, you play terribly? I was going to say, you think you play terribly, and I'll tell somebody, you got up on that stage and you placed wherever you placed, whatever it is, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, whatever. How many people out there can say that they have stepped on the stage and or that they aren't in the shape that you're in? You know, you're probably in better shape than most of the people in the United States. You're actually being proactive in your own health. You know, you're trying to eat properly. You're being active. How many people can say that? You know, there's a lot of people out there that are I'm not saying I suffered from depression for a really long time, you know, but this is something that makes me happy.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, you found your balance, and you are working it. I'm telling you. I mean, it's something to watch. When you see your name, and then, okay, she's got another winning.
Yeah, but you got to stay humble.
Yes. But see, you know, we were just talking about that when I had the Men's Physique guys on, and you know, we had the core group talking, and that was the one focus that we hit. You got to stay humble, because if it's not about the work, then you miss everything. And you know, I think I liken it to when my dad had told me when we used to always travel, and I used to say, I could not wait to get to see my aunt, because I loved her so much and I wanted to see her. And he said, but the journey, the trip
with
the family, all those days in between, that's what matters, because that's what keeps us together. And it's like,
absolutely.
Well, then that's the same thing with your body, you know? It's like, why aren't we being more in tune? And I think you found that journey that, you know, when it's the field trip for you, every part of your body is excited. And, you know, you probably
absolutely.
We have to stand in room only with church and Wow.
I'm telling you, it's definitely the journey. And let me even, it's like the road trip, like as you were saying, even just the going to each show, I'll travel as far as, like this weekend, I'll be traveling 5 hours by car, 5 hours. And a lot of times I take my dog with me. I love taking my dog with me. It's the oh, my dog goes to so many shows. Oh, I love him. He's got to come with me. He's one of my good luck charms. But, you know, I love the road trip. It's the, you know, the driving, the sights. I mean, although I have to say, not that I haven't been to Cape Cod before and been to the beach, but in the last 3 years, I think I've been to Cape Cod probably about 6 times and have not gone to the beach once.
Cape Cod. Man.
But
well, I know you're
going to
put that on your bucket list.
Oh, heck yeah. I mean, I've been there before. It's not like I haven't been there, but it's like most of the time I'm going there, I'm going to compete, or I'm going there to expedite, or I'm going there to help, or do this, or do that. And then I'm having so much fun with everybody. It's like I can care less about going to the beach, and I'm a beach girl. I love the beach.
Hey, and
you know, I'm having fun.
You got the body for the beach, so why not?
Woohoo! We won't get
in
a month
face,
or so. It'll
sure.
be even better. Huh?
Right? I said,
yeah.
Ain't nobody kicking no sand in your face, so.
That's it. I have to get one of my competition suits because the competition suits look so much better than, like, off-the-rack suits. You put on, like, an off-the-rack suit, sometimes it's like you look all stumpy.
Right?
I mean, the butt still looks good, but, you know, you need something that comes
everything
a little higher
else,
up on
yeah.
the hip.
Now,
like a little scrunchy
the women's suits now are so elaborate now. My goodness. They
I know.
The women,
and we spend so much money on that stuff. No, I was going to say, the women spend so much money. The men have it so much easier. Maybe the men should start bedazzling their suits.
Oh, but think about where you look.
Come on. If the women are bedazzling their suits, maybe the men should too. No, I'm kidding. No, but the women spend so much money. It's like they pay for their makeup artists, and they pay this. I mean, look, don't get me wrong. I get my spray tan. I am not the best at makeup. Thank God for Terry McBee because, you know, I Skype with her, and she's like, Terry, this is how you do your makeup. And I'm like, oh, my God, thank you. And she's like, you're sending me pictures, and we're like, putting makeup on together. So, you know. I'm telling you, I have help from everywhere. It's like a village to help me.
Yes, and
I think
that's what
we
most
help
people
each
miss.
Other.
Yes,
so you know, we totally help each other. And the women's suits are so expensive, but they're beautiful, and every woman wants to go up there and feel beautiful. So I say, get up there and do your thing. You want to pay for somebody to do your hair. You want to pay for somebody to do your makeup. You got the money to do it. Make yourself beautiful and do what makes you happy.
And I'm telling you, it's so elaborate now. I mean, some of them suits are so thought out, and they're so unique.
Oh, they really are. I give anybody credit. Like Carla Panagio, she was doing my suits. You know, I went to her house. I'm like, how do you do that? I mean, I literally tried one day to sit there and put stones on a suit. I said, I'm too ADHD. I can't. I'm too old. I'm like, okay, I did 5. I'm done. I don't know how people do it. I'm like, oh, shiny object. There's a shiny object over there. You know, I'm going to go over there. Okay, I'm going to go plant flowers in the garden or something, you know. And then, you know, 5 days later, I might go back to the suit again. Who knows?
But I'm glad you brought up about Terry because there is that group that of support that we have. You know, even there's always someone we can reach out to, and I'm so thankful for that. That, you know, there's
absolutely.
That person or that group of people that are saying, you know, something seems a little bit off, or I noticed this, or something, and they just start giving. And like I said, it's so much bigger than what people understand. When you get into the fitness family, it truly is a family. And like on the natural side, it's a bond. And it's that respect for the work, it's the respect for the struggle, and it's the respect for what you've done and where you came from, because we've all know that journey. All of us do.
Yep. Yes. Maybe everybody's journey is a little bit different. I try not to judge anybody. You know, maybe people, not everybody has to like me. You know what I mean? You know, I get out there, but I'm willing to tell anybody my journey. And if it helps you, if you've been through the same thing, all the better.
Exactly.
You know?
And it's just a
I was going to say, and I'm just thankful for everybody that's been there for me. You know, Terry McBee's been there for me. Chrissy's been there for me. Janet's been there for me. I mean, I'm not just giving shouts out. I mean, I'm just saying there's just people there that have just been there for me. And I appreciate every aspect of it.
Well, honestly,
and everything that they've done.
I feel that everybody should have a shout out because I haven't met one person. I've met some egos, but I haven't met one person that can say I've done this all on my own. There's somebody at the gym.
No.
There's somebody in your family. There's somebody in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody somewhere that said, you know, go ahead, and you can do this. And that's what it took to finally put us, you know, on the right track.
That's it. You know, now if I help somebody, that's great. And if my journey helps somebody or my story helps somebody, that's great. You know, I'm just happy to help everybody, and I'm happy with people who help me.
Yeah, but think about this.
I think everybody should give back. It makes the sport that much stronger.
Andrea Castillo said pay it forward, and she put her foot where and her money where her mouth was, and she basically was making sure that her show went off without a hitch, and she paid it forward like you couldn't imagine. It was beautiful to see, and, you know, it's just so nice.
I know, I bet.
When you have that, because, you know, everybody wants, everybody wants everybody else to be a success story. And I said, how often do you see that?
I'm happy to hear other people's successes. When somebody wins and, you know, whether I was competing against them or they were in another class, I'm right there to hug them. I don't, you know, you win fair and square. I'll give you a hug. I will congratulate you. And it is not fake. It comes from my heart. And I totally mean it.
Well, I got to give you a story on this one because this one just blew me away. And this is Terry Starks. This guy loves to compete. He's a competitor like nobody's business. And he had a competitor that won. And I've never seen Terry that happy in my life as when he was when his guy won his car, his pro car. Derek was like, and just watching Terry run up and down, just elated. And I've seen him win, you know, but, and I was like, you know, one of those days, you know, it'll be like that for me. And then I had the opportunity to, you know, put somebody on stage, help somebody get on stage. And she won, and I cried like a little baby.
I know. I cried like baby when my girlfriend won her show. She didn't get her pro card, but she was like, she went to the Mets and she did her first show. And I was like, I ran backstage. I'm crying. She's crying. I'm like, oh my God, you know. But it feels good, you know, because you helped make somebody's dream come true. And this is, and for my friend Louisa, she's been wanting to do this since she was in her 20s. She's now 51, and she's doing it for the first time now. And she's kicking butt. She's doing a really, really good job. I'm proud of her. And, you know, every time she gets up there, she makes me even more proud. And I cry every time she gets up there. Because I know I helped make her dream come true, and she's happy, and she's never been happier. So, Mom, you know, I tell her all the time, you know, whether you continue with this or you don't continue with this, I'm always going to be your friend. I will never judge you. And, you know, just do what makes you happy, and I'm here to support you no matter what.
And that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. Some camaraderie, support, love, teamwork, takes a village.
You're right. Exactly. And, you know, I've always wanted to help people because it's been so many people that helped me. And, you know, I think it's funny that you talked about Terry McBee because she was one of my biggest supporters, but I was like, I'm a nobody. Why are you even reaching out to me, you know? And it was just...
She's very, very kind heart.
Very. And big-hearted, too. And I love that she can find the time, you know, to just keep giving. You know, because being a mother, it's not easy. And then she's still like a mother to a lot of us.
Yeah.
And that's a special kind of person.
Absolutely. I appreciate every second she takes, you know, to whether it's text messaging. I was just text messaging her before the show. We were laughing. I was like, I'm a little nervous. She's like, just be yourself. So, yeah, no, it was cool. She's a good friend, and, you know, she's good people.
Yeah, she's very good people. Her sister-in-law, I mean,
the whole crew.
I just...
Absolutely, the whole crew, and I've met so many good people along the way. You know, Sharina Ferguson, everybody. I mean, you get so much love. All the promoters, and you know, I'm trying my best to help out with the organizations, and you know, trying to make the organizations in the natural bodybuilding world that much stronger, bring recognition. I mean, I remember back in the day, in the early 90s, at least, you know, we had like ESPN. I'd get up in the morning and be like, Corey Everson would be on TV doing, you know, some workout, or Kiana was on, you know, doing her workout in Hawaii.
In Hawaii.
I don't even remember.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember those.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, we need to bring stuff like that back. But you want to know what? I think that's what P4P is doing anyhow. I think you guys are doing a good job.
Yes. Thank you, and that's it starts at the top, and that's JB and
Absolutely.
Joe, and that, you know, and now Chad just come. They're so innovative, and you got to appreciate people that say it's about you. You know, we want to make you the best person you can be, and you don't hear that much. It, you know, most of the time it's about me and what I'm doing and everything that's about me. And basically, if you help us, then we'll put your picture out there or something. They're not.
Yeah.
They're not coming at that way at all.
Mm-mm. I love
and
it. And I love the whole thing.
Ooh. I mean, I like the logo. And I can't wait.
Oh. I know, I'm so excited. I'm like, I get so excited. Like, I look on Facebook, I see something new. I see a new logo. I see, like, oh, the alter ego. And by the way, I love my alter ego. I drink that, like, every day. Oh, my God.
Right?
I turn into Superwoman. I get into the gym. I'm like, yeah, I'm ready for my workout. People are like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I'm an alter ego. It's my alter ego right now.
Right? Well, I got to give a shout out to Anthony Prignano, because he's the one that brought some samples down, and I was out. I mean, I was just out, and he said, well, you got to try this, and I'm like, yeah, yeah, right, just because you're sponsored by P4P, that's why you're doing it, you know. And we were going all through that gym. I was like, man, ain't no letdown on this stuff. And I was loving it. That was after they had done the change. So
I'm telling you, you know, I find something I like, that's it. I stick with it. Anything I like, if it works, I stick with it. I'll hawk it like there's no tomorrow. Feel I'm like, this stuff is great, you need to try it. I literally, like, I'll carry stuff around with me. They're like, oh, can I try something? Like, sure, here's a scoop. I put it in their water.
Take it. I mean, could you figure if that's what gets them to better health and fitness, by all means. Do it.
Absolutely.
Lead
by example.
At the end of the day, that's what it's about.
That's it.
And, you know, Tyann and Meshack, they go all around making sure that people got these samples. So if you see them, you can't sit there and say, well, they never gave me that. I said, because I'll be the first one to call them a liar.
I'll have to get a hold of them and send me some samples.
Well, there you go.
Because I'm always giving away my stuff.
Right?
Always.
And it's like, you
know, I mean, I'm not like giving it away.
But I know what you mean. You're sharing.
Yes, yeah, I'm sharing it. I carry everything around with me. Hey, you got to see how much I can pack into my small backpack. You'd be amazed. It's like, people are like, it's like the Mary Poppins bag.
I bet it is. Well, you, like, I mean... I can't believe the show is coming to an end, but I want you to have a time to really give thank yous to the people that, you know, make the Heather show work. Because, you know, you're the person that's out there, but there's plenty of people that basically helped your foundation.
Well, let me tell you, P4P has definitely helped me along the way. I mean, I can't even tell you when I switched over to the, like, you know, doing the proteins and the alter ego. When I told you last year my conditioning, I was like, I don't really like my conditioning. And I switched over my supplements and I listened to everything that my body was telling me. And I'm telling you, they're good products and that's why I use them. And the people that have helped me, like Terry and Chrissy's and Juski, I loved her book. And Janet Marzico with all my posing, and, you know, my hubby, my doggy, who'd come with me on every road trip and every superstition and, you know, my little nickname, H-Bomb, you know, because my husband's always yelling, H, you know, in the audience. So, you know, I'm thankful for my nickname, I guess. It's been there for quite a while now. And, you know, I guess that's it. And my good friends, what? I got my best friend, Louisa, you know, I got my friend Alyssa, I got everybody, you know, they're all there. They're good support systems for me.
It sounds that way. And you're having a great run, and I'm loving the fact that you're enjoying every bit of it. There's no, I mean, we have those days where you don't feel like, you know, getting up and doing.
Oh yeah.
But that's not really, I don't really consider that a downtime. That's just being human.
Nah.
And
that's
so,
it.
You know,
everybody
I'll
has
take those
days.
I mean, I remember waking up and having energy, and I was like, man, I wish I could keep this, and I wish I could keep this. But I know it's coming to an end because it's like 3 or 4 days, and then it's like, okay, it's going back to normal. And, you know, it's like you don't even need pre-workout some of them days. And it's just great energy, great focus. And then there's days where it's like, man, you pray that you don't get anybody's way on the machine, just falling asleep.
Oh, I know. But thank God, you know, sometimes you get up, you can, you know, you got all that energy, you just take the bull by the horns and you just run with it. Whether, you know, sometimes there's days you don't want to take that bull by the horns, but you still grab it anyways and you still go, because sometimes those, my husband will say, those are the best workouts. I'm like, I don't know about that, but truthfully, they really are. You know, it's like, because it really helps build your strength. I'm not saying physically, I mean, even mentally. So, you know,
you
take
I've
every day. Don't take anything for granted. Nothing for granted,
I've always
ever.
Said that's where it starts. Without the mental aspect of it, you don't succeed physically, because your mind is driving. It's the driver.
That's it.
Well, Heather, thank you so much. I can't believe that the show is done. I mean, my goodness, it seems like we just started.
It does. It went by pretty darn quick, I can tell you that. And I was nervous for nothing, no, I'm kidding. But I'm happy to do it. And I'm happy to come on again. And, you know, it's been fun. And I love talking to you. And we can definitely do it again.
Oh, yes, we most certainly will, because I'm sure you've got some more shows you plan on doing. The 15th quadrillion.
Well, you figure if I did 20 shows last year, 20 shows before that, a couple more shows before that, I've got 7 now under my belt for this season. I probably got at least another 7 left to do. And, you know, so there's a lot more to my story and a lot more to my journey, and I can't wait to share it with people.
Well, I'm so thankful that you bring the energy. I'm so thankful that you bring your heart, your passion. And I'm so thankful that you bring your joy, because that's what it's all about. I mean, if we get more people to understand that this is fun, that this is something
to
enjoy. Yes. It's so much
fun.
That's
it, people.
You right? Get to hug
people
in the sweaty pan.
That's it. Get out there, have some fun, get sweaty, and just help one another. Don't drive yourselves crazy. Just enjoy it. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the journey. And tomorrow's another day.
And indeed it is. And so we're going to end it there. But is there anybody else you might have forgotten? I don't want to be leaving anybody out.
Well, the only person I would say, and he's no longer here, is that would be my grandfather. He was my very first trainer, you know. He was my very, 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 very first trainer when I was 5 years old. So I love him. Rest in peace, Grandpa. And that's probably about it.
All right. Well, Heather, great job. I mean, I'm sure there's more to this story, still goes on, and there's more to go with it. And I'm just happy, so happy that you found that that peace and that balance and that passion that can all just keep taking you forward. That's an excellent job.
Well, thank you.
Great job.
Thank you very much, Caitlin.
Yes. And I'm looking forward to the new P4P stuff just like you are, and I can't wait for them to roll it out. I'll be so happy to get some more of that cake batter.
More cake batter, please.
Right.
I'm addicted. Eat cake batter ice cream like I do. I stick it in the freezer. I'm telling you, it's delicious.
Oh, it is. It is. They don't know what they came up with when they came out with that one.
I'm telling you, that's so good. Good stuff. I'm going to go drink it right now. It's about time for me to get one of my meals in.
All right. Well, go ahead. It's about time for me, too. So we're going to end the show now, and I just say thanks again, Heather. Paige is coming on Thursday, and we've got a special edition Sunday with Daniel Strong.
Nice.
He's got quite a story, too. And we'll be talking with them. So until then, thank you so much. Thank you, Heather. God bless you.
Thank you.
And we'll call it a night.
All right. Thank you, everybody.